여러분 안녕하세요. This is Angelique Voices and welcome back to the Polyglottal Stop, a podcast on language, learning, and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view. This morning, it is a rainy, cloudy morning outside here in Toronto, and today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about how Korean is now English. Sort of. Let's get into it. Yes, yes, beautiful people. So I recently learned about an article on BBC News that was saying why 26 Korean words have been added to Oxford English Dictionary. That's right. 26 Korean words have now been assimilated into the English language. I'm going to read through the article a little bit with you and share some tidbits about some of the words. But if you'd like to hear me talk about the full list of 26 plus the 11 revised words, feel free to join me over on Patreon at patreon.com/AngeliqueVoices. You get stuff like early access to episodes, longer episodes, videos of my guest interviews, and more. Again, that's patreon.com/AngeliqueVoices. Link will be in the show notes as always. Anyways, on to the rest of the show. So I'll read through the little preamble for you. So it says, whether it's watching a show like Squid Game or listening to BTS hits such as Butter or Dynamite, chances are you've had some kind of Korean influence in your life. And now that South Korean influence has reached the Oxford English Dictionary, or OED. The accepted authority on the English language has added 26 new words of Korean origin to its latest edition. With these additions, we are all riding the crest of the Korean wave, the OED says in a statement. A wave rippling on the sea of English words. Korean food features heavily in the latest list, with some of the new additions including banchan. Banchan, noun, a small side dish of vegetables served along with rice as part of a typical Korean meal. Now, I said banchan, but I am willing to bet that in the Oxford English Dictionary, it's pronounced banchan. Let's go check, because I feel like I'm absolutely right.
Banchan. Banchan.
Sorry, shouldn't laugh. So that was the first one was British.
Banchan.
And the U.S.
Banchan.
Oh my God. That's a bit painful. Well, okay, so that's how it's pronounced in the Oxford English Dictionary. Banchan or banchan is the small side dish of vegetables. So this is something that pretty much every Korean meal, like they said, the typical Korean meal, comes with a bunch of side dishes in smaller little shallow bowls usually. And you can buy banchan in the supermarket, but if you go to a restaurant, they will come as part of your meal. And the greatest part about banchan is that it's like unlimited refills in Korea. Here in Toronto, I've noticed that the Korean restaurants, whether they're run by Korean people or not, they don't do the free refill on the banchan, probably because food is more expensive here. So that part's a little bit sad for me, because the banchan is sometimes... Not sometimes. I shouldn't say it's sometimes the best part of the meal, but it is as much a part of the meal. It's as much a delicious part of the meal as the main meal itself. All right. Next item in this list on the BBC article is bulgogi. Bulgogi, noun. In Korean cooking, a dish of thin slices of beef or pork, which are marinated, then grilled or stir fried. It doesn't say it here, but I've also found bulgogi is a bit sweet. It's a bit on the sweet side. I'm very curious about the Korean pronunciation, the Oxford English Dictionary pronunciation. Oh, there's four. So let's hear it. We have the British. There's two British ones and two US ones. So here's the British ones.
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Wow. Bulgogi and bulgogi.
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 Wow. And the U.S.?
Bulgogi.
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 Yep, there you have it. Bulgogi. It's funny, you know, because sometimes I speak Korean with a North American accent kind of as a joke, but now it's not a joke. Now it's Official. Next word, kimbap. Kimbap or kimbap. That's a noun, and it's a Korean dish consisting of cooked rice and other ingredients wrapped in a sheet of seaweed and cut into bite-sized slices. A note about kimbap, most people would think it looks a little bit like sushi, but like reversed. You know how sushi has the rice on the outside? Kimbap has the seaweed on the outside. Sushi is often uncooked fish, whereas kimbap is vegetables and rice. And if there is a meat, it's cooked. Okay. Do I want to hear it? Yes, I think I do. Here we go. British pronunciation.
Kimbap.
U.S.
Kimbap.
Not bad. That didn't hurt my spirit quite as much as the other two. All right, so back to the article. With the international success of Squid Game, Parasite, and BTS, it should come as no surprise South Korean pop culture is represented in the list as well. So the next word is Hallyu. Hallyu, noun, the increase in international interest in South Korea and its popular culture, represented by the global success of South Korean music, film, TV, fashion, and food. Another way to talk about Hallyu is the Korean wave, if you've ever heard that before. I think it mentions it in this article, in fact. With these additions, we're all riding the crest of the Korean wave, the OED says in a statement. So the Korean wave is the English way of saying Hallyu. And fun fact, the Korean wave or Korean wave is also on that list of 26 words that's been added. So now in the OED, you'll find both Hallyu and Korean wave. I say Hallyu because of the Hangul, but let's see what the OED says.
Hallyu.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallyu.
Okay. Hallyu. Hallyu. Or Hallyu. The US one, I think, is closer. Okay, next word. K-drama. Noun, a television series in the Korean language and produced in South Korea. Just so you know, K followed by a hyphen is also one of the 26 words or terms that's been added to the OED. So the inclusion of just that K, I guess, prefix, because that is usually added to things to make it a reference to Korea, right? So K-drama, K-pop, K-hip-hop, etc. Next word, manhwa. Noun, a Korean genre of cartoons and comic books often influenced by Japanese manga. So there's manga in Japanese, manhwa, or manhwa in Korean. Mukbang. Mukbang, M-U-K-B-A-N-G. Noun, a video, especially one that is live streamed, that features a person eating a large quantity of food and talking to the audience. So let's see how they pronounce mukbang. I'm sure everyone listening to this has watched a mukbang at some point, whether it's a Korean YouTuber or a non-Korean YouTuber. It's become very popular. Okay, here's the pronunciation. British?
Mukbang.
US?
Mukbang.
Mukbang. And?
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Okay. Again, I think the US one is closer to the Korean pronunciation. But yeah, mukbang is people basically recording themselves eating a lot of food and talking to the camera. Some people have sort of morphed it into like a podcast format, and sometimes, but I think, okay, so here's my little gripe. Sometimes I see YouTubers filming videos or podcast episodes that they're calling mukbang episodes, but we can't see the food they're eating. We just see the dishes they're eating out of. That irritates me because that feels like it's not a mukbang. Yes, you're eating, but I can't see what you're eating, and it doesn't feel like I'm sharing in the meal with you, which I think is supposed to be part of the whole mukbang experience. But that's just me. The OED said including so many Korean words was a recognition of the shift in language used by English speakers. So you see, language evolves and changes and shifts, and it is influenced by culture. They show how Asians in different parts of the continent invent and exchange words within their own local contexts, then introduce these words to the rest of the English-speaking world, thus allowing the Korean wave, there it is, the Korean wave, to continue to ripple on the sea of English words. The article goes on to talk about why shows like Squid Game or Parasite have become so successful, and the global mindset that people have, not just in Korea, but in Western countries as well. And it talks about the rise of Korean culture. So going back to 2012, Gangnam Style by rapper Psy, BTS, Parasite, and so on. So I'll put the link to this article in the show notes so that you can have a listen to it, because I think it's a cool read and it's not too long. Plus, you've heard most of it in this podcast, so it won't take you very long to get through it. All right, Patreon. So here's some... All right, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, actually, even if you didn't, please share this episode with a friend and either get them more interested in Korean culture and language, or share it with them if you know they already are interested in Korean culture. As the article said, we've all been influenced by Korean culture in some way, shape, or form. All the links that I mentioned will be in the show notes, and I'll see you next week. But in the meantime, please remember that you matter, and so do Black Lives. Happy learning!